Blog Talk Radio.
It doesn't matter what comes my way. He is still God. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Richmond Heights, Ohio. Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty good God we serve. Dependable God. It doesn't matter what comes our way. He is still God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is a new year. It is 2023, January 15th. We are so grateful to the good Lord that we've made it to another year. And if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Amen. Glory be to God. Tomorrow we're going to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. And his the holiday and of his dream. Of his vision as a visionary, as a missionary. And he had a dream, and I have a dream, and we have a dream that we can accomplish things. We can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens us. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just glad about Jesus. What about you? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Today's topic is an advocate with the Father. We have an advocate with the Father. Our scripture is coming out of 1 John, the second chapter. 1 John in the second chapter. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 John, the second chapter. We're going to begin reading at the first verse, and then we're going to skip down to the 15th verse. 1 John, the second chapter, and the first verse reads, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous." Let's go down to the 15th verse, and it reads, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come lifting your name on high. We thank you for your word, O God. And we thank you for being an advocate, Father, for us. That you have made intercession for us. You maketh intercession for us. And that you will show up in our lives and show out and show yourself mighty and show yourself strong. We thank you that we can come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy in a time of need. Father, and we just thank you for your word, for you are the living word. We thank you for the bread of life, the bread that we can break today, and you can feed us until we want no more. Fill us today on with your word, oh God. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, Father, and nourish our bodies with your word that we may not sin against you, oh God, that we might do your will and do it your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask and pray. Amen. We have an advocate with the Father. An advocate is someone that is a supporter. It's a promoter that encourages you or others to obtain their goals. And it could be a friend who's an advocate of yours. It could be a spouse who is your supporter, who is your advocate, or it could just be an adult for a child. They are supporting that child's vision. They're promoting that child's vision, but they are there to promote and support. That is the role of an advocate. And here in 1 John, we read that we have an advocate with the Father. Jesus, he is our supporter. He's our promoter. He wants us to come out, he says, from among them, you know, the world. He says, be separate and touch not the unclean thing. He wants us to come out from sin, and he wants us to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh. Amen. So he says in 1 John, my little children, things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Because Jesus paid the price for us on Calvary when he went to the cross for us, for our sins and the sins of the world. The Bible says, for we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we have an advocate with the Father. We can go to the Father and says, Father, and say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If I withdraw myself from thee, where will I go? Father, help me to not sin against you. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Amen. We have an advocate with the Father. And if it had not been for Jesus Christ, the righteous, we would not have our sins forgiven. It was through the shedding of blood there was the remission of sin. Jesus Christ paid it all when he shedded his blood for us, the blood of Jesus that washes us, cleanses us, and makes us white as snow. Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You know that song, it's nothing but the blood that cleansed me and makes me whole again, nothing but the blood of Jesus. The old saints, women years ago in church, when I would go to church, they'd say, baby, plead the blood of Jesus. It's the blood, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ, not our blood, the type O or type A, but it's the blood of Jesus that cleanses us and makes us white as snow and can make us whole again. So when we sin, because the Bible says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, then we have an advocate. We have that mediator, that intercessor who paid it all for us, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Hallelujah. So we can go to the rock that's higher than I, and we can ask the Savior to help us, strengthen us, and keep us. And he will help us and deliver us from and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. In the 15th verse, Jesus is telling us in the book of 1 John to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Because Jesus even tells us that to be friends with the world is enmity with God. We can't be friends of God and friends with the world. The two does not mix. He said, I would that you would be either hot or cold, not lukewarm. Because if you're lukewarm, he said, I will spew you out of my mouth. But he's telling us to love not the world. We live in the world, but we're not of the world. And he doesn't want us to do the things that are in the world, which are, he said, for all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. To guard what we see, amen? We can't watch everything on TV because if we watch everything that we see the world is watching, then that gets in our spirit and our spiritual man and our spiritual being. And then that can become lust, the lust of the flesh, amen? Because now we see things that we know are of the world but are not of God. Amen? So we have to watch and pray. Jesus says not only do we need to pray, but we need to watch. But we need to watch what we see. Amen? Because if we're not careful, we can become lustful. And that spirit of lust is carnal. And that spirit of lust will cause us to be corrupted. And we will, and if we would sow into the flesh, we're going to reap what? Corruption. So we don't want to lust in our eyes. We don't want to lust in our flesh. And we don't want to have the pride of life. But these things, Jesus says, are of the world. And he's telling us to love not the world. So we know that the prince of this world is the devil. And Jesus is our prince of peace. And Jesus tells us here in his word that he wants us to know we have an advocate with the Father. Hallelujah. And his name is Jesus Christ. He is our propitiation. Hallelujah. He paid the price and the cost for you and for I. And if we read in that first verse of 1 John in the second chapter, or the 1 John 2 chapter and the second verse, he tells us that he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. And he says that I know, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. And he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, as even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment, he says in the seventh verse, unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. So what do we do if we sin and fall short of the glory of God? We pick ourselves back up. We repent of our sins. We ask God to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us and wash us and create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit, O God, that we may not sin against you, O God, that we are not in the world and that we are not fulfilling the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life, which are the things of the world. Jesus said in his word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. Jesus wants us to put him first, foremost, in everything that we do. In our morning, when we wake up, we want to seek him first before we do anything, before we say good morning to anybody. He wants us to greet him in the name of matchless name of Jesus Christ. He wants us to acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he will direct our path. He will order our steps for the day. He said the steps of a good man are ordered by him. Amen. Seeking him first, foremost, acknowledging Jesus Christ in all of our ways, and he will direct our path. We have an advocate with the Father. And Jesus said he didn't come to bring peace. He said he came to set a man at variance. Amen? Jesus didn't come to bring peace. He said, I have not come to bring peace. Amen. Let's go to Matthew, the 10th chapter. Matthew, the 10th chapter, and let's read the 34th verse. Matthew, the 10th chapter, and the 34th verse. He says, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but for I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foe shall be they of his own household. He says, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. And he that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Jesus is a soon and coming king. Jesus Christ is a jealous God. He says, I am thy first love. Amen. Not our spouse, not our parents, not our friends. No, Jesus Christ is our first love. And he lets us know that you're not worthy of to follow him or not worthy of him if you love father or mother more than you love him. He says, and he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Jesus Christ, he paid the price for you and I. He is and was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And in this life, he said, ye shall have trouble. He says, consider it not strange concerning the fiery trial that's to try you. But Jesus Christ says, he will make a way of escape. With all the temptation in this world, he says he will make a way of us because we have an advocate with the Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The song said at the introduction of this broadcast, dependable God. He's a dependable God. He's a reliable God. We can depend and lean on Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus tells us in his word, he says, heaven and earth is going to pass away. This earth, he said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein. He said, it's going to pass away. He said, but his word shall stand forevermore. This is the word of the Lord. We have an advocate with the Father. Christ, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He's righteous. He says all of our righteousness is as what? Filthy rags. But Jesus tells us if we are in sin, if we are in filthiness of the flesh, he says if we're in the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh, and if we are in the pride of life, he's telling us today, he's saying, come out from among them and be separate and touch not the unclean thing. Because we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Come out from among them. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and the 17th verse. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, 10th verse. Wherefore come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. He says, and I will receive you. And will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Jesus Christ gives us a choice, and he tells us, choose this day whom you are going to serve. He says, life, death, blessing or cursing. We have a choice because we have what? We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus Christ the righteous. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, and I'll give you rest. He says, I'll give you rest for your soul. Jesus says, my yoke is easy, hallelujah, and my burdens are light. Jesus Christ, he has a will, hallelujah, his perfect will, hallelujah, will be done. Glory be to God. I know we're getting ready to start a Kingdom Wealth series at New Life Tabernacle of Praise in Euclid, Ohio. And one of our workshops is estate planning. And in estate planning, you must have a will. Hallelujah. Every man and woman should have a will. Your last will and testament. What is your will for the end of your life? What are your desires? What would you have for when you leave this earth and you absent in the body and present with the Lord? Well, you have what's called a will. And some people even have a living trust. Hallelujah. And that living trust supersedes the will. because it's a living trust. Jesus says, trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding. He says, but in all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. You're led by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Your will be carried out if there's no living trust. Hallelujah. But in the real world, a living trust supersedes your will. A living trust. So today we are putting our trust in the living God. Hallelujah. Because he is the living word. Hallelujah. The bread of life. Fred Hammond couldn't say it any better. You are the living word, oh God. The living word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what is Jesus Christ saying today? Though your sins may be red as scarlet, he says, I can wash them and make them white as snow. He will forgive you. Not only will he forgive you, he says, I will cast your sins in the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah. What a mighty good God we serve. He says, and I'll remember them no more. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about those sins being brought back into your world of faith where man can do. They'll bring the things that you used to do back up into your faith, even if you have been cleansed of those things. Jesus says, I will cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. He says, and I will remember them no more. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Because we have an advocate with the Father. Glory be to God. So you may be in sin right now. You may be having some difficulties in coming out of an addiction, whether it's fornication or pornography or whatever it is that you may be in, drugs, promiscuity, homosexuality, bestiality, whatever it is that you are in and you are falling short of the glory of God, Jesus Christ is telling you today that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. So he tells us what? Come unto me. He says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. And in that will that we just talked about, Jesus' will, not our will, but his will be done. Jesus has a perfect plan for us. He knows, he says, I know the plans that I have for you. He said, they are good and not of evil. He says, to give you a hope, a future, and an expected end. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ has, he has his perfect will, and he has a blueprint, and that is the Holy Bible. And he gives us his instructions. Everything in this world that we're dealing with in this life, he gives us instructions in the Bible how to handle it. You have a problem with lust. You need to be delivered. You have a problem with promiscuity. You need to be delivered. You're maybe living with your girlfriend, you may be living with your boyfriend, or you may be living with someone that's not your spouse. Jesus has a perfect plan, his will, not your will. Let his will be done. He has the will, and he has a plan for that, and that is holy matrimony. Amen? He tells us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is our reasonable service. Amen? Amen. We have an advocate with the Father. Next week, we're going to begin our kingdom, talking about the kingdom wealth series on how estate planning and financial wealth, in improving our financial situation, and how can we be better stewards financially. Amen. We're going to have Minister Lamont Durr of New Life Tabernacle of Praise. He's going to minister to us next week, and he's going to tell us why it's important, kingdom wealth, what we can do, and how we can be a blessing to others. Amen. Spiritually and what? Financially, because God wants us to be good financial stewards as well as spiritual stewards of his word. Amen. Because he tells us in his word, he has financial principles to tithe. He says, bring ye all your tithe into the storehouse. He says that there may be meat in his house. Amen. So we're going to break the word down. We're going to dive into it. And we're not going to take part of the Bible. We're going to look at the entire word of God. We're going to put it into this kingdom wealth series. And we're going to make sure that we are using God's word to match up and line up to our financial health, amen, and our financial wealth. And I thank and praise God for my Aunt Jean today for dialing in. God bless you, and we're still praying for you. And we know that God, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. You are a woman of God, and we're sorry for your loss. But you know that God is able, and he's still with you. He said, I'll never leave you. He said, nor forsake you. He says, I'm with you. And you remember, Aunt Jean, he is with you until the end of the world. He is your help. He is your comfort. And the Holy Ghost, he says, I will not leave you comfortless. But the Holy Ghost, which is the comforter, he says, will lead and guide you into all truth. Amen. So keep that in mind and knowing that God is your help and he is your first love. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's your last. Glory be to God. Thank and praise God for Jesus, the righteous, Jesus Christ the righteous. Remember, we have an advocate with the Father. I want to personally thank the listeners all over the world. We have a percentage of people, 5% listeners in the United Kingdom. Jabez Radio 1 is going into all the world to preach the gospel right here using our technology, internet. 3% listeners in Canada, and even 2.5% of South Koreans, and even 2.5% of listeners in Australia. So we thank and praise God for our listeners all across the globe, because this is Jabez Radio, where we're going into all the world to preach the gospel. May Jesus Christ keep you, and may he lead you and guide you in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you.